Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The loss of a parent can shake most people to the core. For Mark Shriver, the son of the late Sergeant Shriver, who founded the Peace Corps and orchestrated President Johnson's war on poverty, the loss of his father unlocked a new journey for himself. Mark Shriver was in our studios on Friday, just ahead of Father's Day, to talk about his new book titled A Good Man, Rediscovering My Father, Sergeant Shriver. In it, Shriver writes about the loss and about his discoveries on how his father was able to live life so fully.
I wrote down thoughts about what made him a great father, and not just his achievements on a global or national stage, but more importantly, how I felt about him as a human being. And it did knock me back. I think, you know, I get so consumed in trying to build my career, trying to build a family, trying to be a good friend, that I just forgot about what was going on, you know, and how to be a good man.
How difficult was it for you to write a book about a person who was very much quite larger than life, but especially since it would be a book about your dad?
What I really wanted to do was to find out why, after he died in the months afterwards, so many people said he was a good man, to figure out what made him good, what made him so joyful in everything he did, not just the creation of the Peace Corps and Head Start Legal Services for the Poor, his work with my mother on spreading Special Olympics all around the world.
In a way, you have struggled with your father's legacy, or resume, I guess we'd say it, because he left such big shoes to fill. At one point, you write, "His example haunted me. I wanted to believe like he did, love like he did, but I felt I was falling short of the mark."
He set a great example. So I struggle with that every day. I'm not, you know, overwhelmed with it anymore. I know I can't replicate what he's doing, but I'm enjoying the struggle. I don't have his patience. I don't have his unconditional love. There are things I'm still learning from my dad, and I'm 48 years old, and he's been dead for a year and a half.
Let's talk about his fight at the end of life with Alzheimer's. You write very candidly about the frustrations and heartbreaks of caring for your dad through that period of time. And I'd like you to read a section of the book that kind of gets to the struggle that you had to go through.
So this was set when I was in the Maryland House of Delegates, and Dad came down and got confused that night about who the Speaker of the House was. And I wrote, and I quote, "I just stood there. I shook my head and clenched my fists and thought, why are you getting old just as I'm getting my political career going? You're going to miss out on so many of the important events of my life, my kids, my career, and I need your sage advice, and you can't give it to me." I turned back to the State House and felt at once angry, sad, and confused. I wanted to say to him, "Your faith was always so strong and convincing that it rubbed off on me. It carried me along, but now I'm losing faith in you, and I don't know what to do." A part of me blamed Dad. I wanted to ask, "Don't you know you're breaking my heart?"
It's hard to realize or accept at times that your father, your friend, your mentor, your spiritual guide was leaving you.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, it's, you know, they're breaking your heart, and you got to deal with it day in and day out, because Alzheimer's just peels your loved one away from you, you know, day by day. I think the only thing you can do in it is to look for those moments of insight and love, or else it just decimates you. I mean, it is a brutal disease. And as a country, we don't do enough as far as investing in finding a cure. The amount of money the federal government spends trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's is wholly inadequate. It's really an outrage.
So what then do you feel is the most important lesson that you've taken from your
dad? I think the most important one is his faith. I think everything else is built off of that foundation. You know, he went to Mass every day, he got on his knees, he asked for help, and then he very quietly went out and did those acts of hope that his faith demanded. And that's a powerful thing, and it's a powerful thing for a kid to see.
Mark Shriver, very good to meet you, and good luck with your life's mission.
Thank you. Really appreciate being here.
Mark Shriver's new book is called A Good Man, Rediscovering My Father, Sergeant Shriver. To hear Mark Shriver describe telling his father he would not join the Peace Corps, which his father created, go to our website, wbur.org.